Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL, and from the Chronicle Telegram, Sean Bennett. We get together each and every Wednesday at this time to talk about Lorain County Wrestling. Sean, great to have you back on AM 930 WEOL. And boy, it was a very, very busy weekend last weekend, and some of the area teams and area wrestlers did very, very well.
Yeah, it's that kind of it's that point in the wrestling season where we kind of are about to start that ramp up. We're getting done with it. Those big tournaments last weekend kind of stopped the tournament style of the weekend. Now we're gonna hit the conference stuff and the state duels, and all in preparation for that sectional and district and state tournaments.
And of course, as we have been doing the past few weeks here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap, we got a coach lined up. Vinny Corelli of Elyria Catholic is going to join us.
Right. Vinny and the Panthers trekked down a little bit, a little 3.5-hour drive down to Cincinnati, and competed in the Catholic Invitational Tournament last weekend. So he wants to talk about that and some things going on with EC. It's a program that's had some rich history in our area as far as wrestling goes.
No doubt about that. So we look forward to talking to Vinny Corelli. He'll join us a little bit later on. Right now, we'll take a quick timeout on the Kobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. When we come back, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, we'll take a look back at last weekend. As we mentioned, boy, there was a lot of action going on out on those mats. So we'll recap what happened last weekend right here on AM 930. So stay with us. We're coming back right after this. We're glad you've dialed in to our Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's on the radio on AM 930 WEOL. It's on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, a great way to listen. And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. We continue on with the Wednesday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Glad to do this each and every Wednesday as we talk about high school wrestling in the Lorain County area. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And Sean, let's get into last weekend. Boy, there was a lot of action going on out on the mats. And the more things change, the more things stay the same. A big, big weekend for Elyria High.
Yeah, the Bill Dees has not even quickly become. It's always been just a major tournament. And this year, wow, some of the teams there were just amazing. A lot of state-ranked guys, a lot of state placers, returning state placers, several state champions. And again, Elyria, for the second year in a row, went in there and just kind of dominated. I mean, and they made a statement, especially with three champions, JT Brown, Ben Darmstadt, and Kevin Vo making the season debut back from that football injury. Just went out there, and Kevin, they worry about Matt Rust coming off an injury or missing half a season like he did. I think he pinned his first four opponents in less than a minute. So
wow,
yeah, not much rust there.
You stole my thunder because I wanted to ask you about his return and how he looked. I mean, obviously he didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, well, and he's ranked top three in the nation, so it's even with the rust on him, it's going to take a very special guy to, and in the final, he did have against Samuk, who is ranked top 10 in the state. He did go the distance with him. I think it was a 3-1 victory. So he did get tested a little bit, in that final, but I don't know how much of that was maybe he just wanted to stay on the mat and kind of get a sweat going and get a workout going too. So he probably wanted to get a little work in.
Throughout the year here on the show, we've talked about Ben Darmstadt for Elyria High. Not much about JT Brown. He won at 192. Talk a little bit about JT and the type of year he's having.
Yeah, it's his junior year, and last year as a sophomore, he went to state and finished fourth in the state. So he's definitely made a splash on the scene and been a quick up-and-comer. But, yeah, he's definitely in a weight class where he possibly can dominate. He's a nice, strong kid. I saw him this weekend, and I'm looking at his legs, and he must go to the gym five times a day for leg workouts because he's got, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger-style legs. They're just huge. So he's got a lot of base power there, and it's going to be hard to, for kids to throw him down and get him down. So he's definitely a nice a mix of power and technique.
And obviously, Avon was there, finished 11th. The Eagles had six placers at the Bill Dees.
Right. Avon and Midview, too.
Yes.
Midview was 13th, and there's 46 teams. So three Lorain County teams all finished in the top 13 out of 46 teams in a very tough tournament. And both Avon and Midview had a wrestler make it into the finals. Tate Zeman made it, a sophomore, and made it into the 106-pound championship, and Seth Frombach made it in the 182-pound championship. They both lost, but just getting into the finals of that tournament is, you know, that's pretty, and they were the only two, oddly enough, they were the only two wrestlers in the entire 28 finalists that didn't have a state ranking, believe it or not. So
wow.
That's how tough that tournament is.
That, man, that speaks volumes right there. Of course, last week on the show at this time, we had Amherst head coach Brian Caesar on. He talked a little bit about the Maumee Bay Classic over at Oregon Clay. 37 teams. Not bad for Lorain. They came in 15th, had four placers in the Maumee Bay Classic. Amherst 27th, two placers. So they went over there, and Coach Caesar said it was going to be a tough tournament.
Yeah, it's the same situation as the Bill Dees. They have that old saying, the steel sharpens steel.
Mm-hmm.
These elite wrestlers have figured out, if you go to where all the best wrestlers are throughout the season, all these events where the best wrestlers are, you're going to get better and better and better. And that's what they did at this Bill Dees and at the Maumee Bay this week. You just saw a ton of good guys. And Lorain, obviously, we talk about Devin Edwards. He's a two-time state placer. He's looking to go down there and possibly win a state title, the first for the new consolidated Lorain High. And he won a championship at the Maumee Bay Classic, had to beat two state placers to get there. And he not only beat two state placers, he pinned a state placer who's ranked number two in the state right now in the semifinals. And then he beat 9-2 another guy, a state placer, who's, I believe, ranked four in the state as well.
Edwards then kind of flies under the radar, doesn't he?
Well, he's last year he missed a good chunk of the regular season for an illness. He's had some injury things, like he had down in state, he had like a nosebleed that just wouldn't stop for like 2 days straight. So he's had situations where he definitely, and then he missed going to state as a freshman by like 1 second. He got scored on in the go-to match at districts.
Wow.
So he is kind of, and he's very quiet too. He's a very unassuming, you know, personality. So he does kind of fly under the radar, but he's definitely a talented kid, and yeah, he's good.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram as we talk on our Wednesday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Sean, anything else from last weekend that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, obviously, going back to that Maumee Bay, Aaron Huff, too, I wanted to kind of mention him. He's a real big up-and-comer. He had a win over a state placer, and unfortunately, he finished runner-up at 182 because he ran into a hammer in the final that was returning a state runner-up, I believe. Just his weight was ridiculous. Todd Hastings from Amherst finished fourth at 220. That's another good performance, another tough weight class as well. And then there's just a bunch of good weights. We're going to obviously talk to Vinny about the Catholic Invitational Tournament, one of the most premier events, and is unbelievable, all these events that went on last weekend. But lots of individual champions all around the county.
All right, good stuff. Well, we'll take a quick time out. As Sean just said, Vinny Corelli, the head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic, will join us in the next segment. We'll talk Panther Wrestling, and as Sean said, we'll talk about that Catholic Invitational Tournament that went on last weekend at Cincinnati Elder. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to bring you this each and every Wednesday at this time on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to our next segment of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Nobody covers high school wrestling like Sean Bennett at the CT, a wrestling column each and every Friday. We'll talk about that before the evening is over. But right now, we want to welcome in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty, as I said, Vinny Corelli. He's the head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic. And during our last segment, Sean and I were talking about that Catholic Invitational Tournament down at Cincinnati Elder last weekend, so we thought we'd have Vinny on to talk a little bit about that and perhaps some action coming up for Elyria Catholic. So, Vinny, great to have you on AM 930 WEOL. Thanks for joining the show.
Thanks.
You're breaking up a little bit there, Vinny. But, hey, let's talk a little bit first about the Catholic Invitational. Sean Bennett last week on this program was talking about how challenging, how difficult that tournament is, a great tournament. From your perspective, give us some thoughts as to how that unfolded and a couple of thoughts or two about EC's performance at the CIT.
Well, you know, as we know, that tournament's a real tough tournament. Elyria Catholic used to host that tournament a while back. There's anywhere from 29, 30 teams to 40, 50 teams. This year we had, I think, just over 30. The competition is just great. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's really not a – you're not going to see a weak match in that tournament. As a team, we finished in the small school division. Out of 12 teams, we finished sixth, which was a lot higher than we expected, considering, you know, the small team we are. So, pretty good performance for the Panthers. I was pretty happy about that.
Vinny, talk about, obviously, you had two placers down there. Stan Blake, I think everybody's kind of heard of Stan now. He's definitely made some noise the last few years, but obviously a freshman. And Steve Ferguson, we kind of talked early in the year about his dad and his exploits over at Southview as a wrestler, but real nice freshman season Steve's putting together.
Yeah, Steve's putting together a great season. He's 23-8 right now in the season. You know, still got some maturing to do with him, and I think once we get that out of him, you know, the sky's the limit for him. If we can get a little bit of that this year, I think there's a great possibility he can make it to the state tournament this year at 106. He took a fourth, wrestled well, had a couple tough matches, but, you know, we're making strides. We're pretty happy with his progress.
Besides the level of competition that the CIT provides the wrestlers, kind of one of the unique things about that tournament is that it moves every 4 years into a different quadrant in Ohio. Is it kind of nice to be able to, you know, do kind of a travel thing and take the kids to different areas, different schools, and kind of have that kind of experience each year?
Yeah, you know, it is nice to have that that overnight thing with the kids. I mean, it's good bonding for them, you know, good for our team. I think in past years we weren't much of a team per se. You know, we're trying to bring that atmosphere back over to Elyria Catholic, team, family, and you know, it's good to do that, except for that long ride to Cincinnati was kind of painful because the finals go at 3:00 on Sunday and they don't finish up till about 6:30. We got out of there, so it's a long ride home. But next year it's a little closer. It's in Columbus, so, you know, we're happy about that. And you know, I like the idea of the travel. You know, once a year, that's good to do. It's good for the kids
again,
in different areas of the state as well.
Again, we're talking with EC wrestling coach Vinny Corelli as he joins us on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Vinny, last segment, Sean Bennett made the comment, steel strengthens steel, as far as wrestlers just going up against other great wrestlers. Talk about your philosophy there and how beneficial it is to have your top kids wrestle other top kids from around the state.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that we can do that. You know, if we can get that most of the year, just competition brings out the best in kids. And you know, if we can get that kind of competition in our wrestling room every day, it'll make it even better for our kids. I mean, our kids are going to get better because they have no choice at that point. It's either you got to step it up or you're going to be left behind, you know, if you can get that in your room every day. But it's great, you know, a guy like Stan, who's a two-time state qualifier, state placer last year, getting competition for him like that is good. We don't always have that in the room every day, but a couple days a week we get guys coming in and there's guys in our team that can push him a little bit. So to get that on the mat in match situations is even better for him, and he's gotten a lot of that over the last couple of years.
And Vinny, obviously, before these wrestlers become elite, they've got to kind of grow and learn. And you guys have done a lot of nice things with the youth. And I know you've had a couple tournaments this year, and you got one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do have a youth tournament this Saturday. We're doing something new. There's team awards for the youth tournament. There's a big 60-inch trophy for the winning team. We usually run two of these tournaments a year, early in the year and then again around this time in January. So we're hoping to get a lot of kids there. And we usually get around 250 to 300, so it's a good turnout. And, you know, we get a lot of good competition there. So some years our numbers aren't so great, but the competition is always there at this youth tournament.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, Vinny, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, hats off to your wrestlers for last weekend's performances at the CIT. And as Sean just said, getting these young kids involved in wrestling now, that's awesome. That's where it gets started. So best of luck with the event this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Vinny. That's Vinny Corelli of Elyria Catholic as he joins us on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap right here on AM 930 WEOL. Sean, we got a couple of minutes left. You were saying this week's kind of light as far as this weekend is concerned on the mats.
Yeah, tournaments-wise, I mean, the big action really is going to be tomorrow night, Thursday. We're going to have a lot of conference action. The big showdown, I think, in our area is going to be Avon and Olmsted Falls. They're both undefeated in the SWC. At this point, it looks like they may be in a collision course for that first SWC title minus Brecksville. Brecksville's won 10 in a row, and they're out of the league now. So they're going to have a new champion for the first time in over a decade. So that'll be interesting. And then the weekend, you got the Terry Monroe Invitational at Western Reserve. We do have a few Brookside, Clearview, Vermilion, a few local teams at that. And then Saturday they'll have Keystone will be at the Marine Corps Invitational at West Holmes, and Amherst will be at the Clyde Super Quad. But also Saturday night, kind of interesting enough, Lorraine is hosting a tri-meet with Toledo Weight in North Ridgeville. It'll be the last wrestling event at the Southview Gymnasium, which is kind of bittersweet and a little bit emotional for some of those wrestlers.
Boy, think about the great wrestlers that were on the mats in that gym at some point or another. Wow.
Well, and they're going to have the Turnus brothers back to be kind of honorary captains. They're going to have a lot of the old coaching staff and try to get some alumni there. It's going to be, I think there'll be some tears shed this week on the mats.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. The tradition and the history of what was Southview Wrestling just speaks for itself. Got about a minute left. Your column coming up on Friday. Always give you a chance to plug what you'll have in the wrestling column in the CT. So what can we look for in Friday's paper?
I'm probably going to be breaking down the state dual tournament. Kicks off next Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the sites, who's ranked what, and kind of what we expect out of the local teams. We have a couple top seeds in Elyria and Wellington, so we're kind of excited to see what some of these teams can do, and maybe hopefully a couple teams can upset and possibly get down to Columbus.
All right, good stuff. So that'll be in Friday's Chronicle Telegram. Sean Bennett from the CT, covering wrestling like nobody else does. Sean, great to have you on. We'll talk to you again in a week.
All right, I look forward to it.
All right, that's good stuff with Sean Bennett. And again, thanks to Vinny Corelli from Elyria Catholic for joining us. You've been listening to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Huge thank you to Sean Bennett. And the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. And that's going to do it for now on AM 930 WEOL. On your phone if you've downloaded the WEOL mobile app. And of course, for those of you who listened online at WEOL.com.